Our coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine continues with the pride of the Jaguars quarterback Mark Brunell in the media center. Your place, you like this place.
I'm right? A pretty big deal here, JP. You know, this is like my 23rd interview. No, that's not true. I only talk to the Jaguars.
We're glad you do.
You're my favorite, buddy.
You're too. And we appreciate your time. And I know you're here with the quarterbacks,
yes.
Right? You're helping the quarterbacks through this process. None of these guys have been through it before. What's the most often asked question of these guys here?
The most often asked question is, what was your combine experience like? And they're not as much interested about, you know, what routes I had to throw or how fast my 40 time was. They wanted to know more on the mental and the emotional side, because for the quarterbacks, in my opinion, that's the biggest challenge. It's the interviews, and because they go through countless interviews with these teams, and it's a lot for them. And so they want to know, you know, were you nervous? How did you, you know, handle the interviews? And my answer is, I only had two. you had 20 in the last, you know, 2 days. I only had two interviews, so I don't have a lot of experience there. But they asked some really interesting questions. This is a dream come true for those guys. This is their audition to play in the NFL. It's a 3-day intensive job interview. And so it's interesting that some guys ask a lot of questions, are very engaged, and want to get as much information as they can. Some guys are like, I'm good, you know, I got all the answers, I'm cool. I will tell you a story. Last year, one player really stood out. Very engaging personality. He was great with the other quarterbacks, and he was big, he's athletic, he could throw, but he wore me out on questions and just kind of just wanted to know everything. And I thought it was interesting. He really stood out. It was Dak Prescott. And so when he went out and had the year that he had, it came as no surprise. He came to the combine with a purpose. He was going to obviously throw well and interview well, but he was also going to gather as much information as he could in a 3-day period. And I was impressed. He really stood out. And all the guys are good guys, but some guys are really embracing this opportunity.
Sure. Now, when you went through this process,
yes.
It was a little different. I guess the on-field stuff was pretty much the same,
very
but everything
similar.
Surrounding it, it has blown up around.
Well, yeah, it was. And my combine, it was 24 years ago. You know, and one of the
biggest, I didn't want to bring that up.
Well, it's okay. One of the biggest differences. So you look at the quarterbacks and all the positions, they get some great gear, Under Armour. I mean, they got hoodies and tights, shorts, shirts, shoes, all the stuff. I got a pair of blue shorts that were too big for me and a white cotton T-shirt. That was all I got. I had to bring my own shoes and everything. So that's changed. But there's fan involvement now, and you know, social media is a big aspect of this thing. These guys are getting a lot of exposure. It's good for them, and it's just bigger. And while the intent 24 years ago was to find out as much as you could about a Mark Brunell, it's no different, but I think it's much more intensive. A lot of pressure on these young men. The interview process is got to be maddening for these guys. And some guys are prepared and some guys do well. My advice to them was, listen, just be yourself. Just go out there and be yourself, and don't try to be someone that you're not. Because eventually these teams are going to find out truly, you know, who you are. And my group, really good kids. I think they're doing very well.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned Prescott last year.
Yeah.
Anybody stand out in that vein this year that you can out right here on Jaguars.com?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll let you know tomorrow, because tomorrow is the biggest day. It's when they throw. Yeah. And, you know, some guys are going to make bad throws, which is fine, and it's to be expected. I'm more interested in seeing who can rebound from a bad throw, and who has the ability to, even though he bounced an out route, the next out route is on the money. It doesn't shake him. It's not too big for him. That's very telling for me, for a young guy that may run a bad 40, but it's not going to affect the rest of his day. You know, the quarterback position, you know, it's not just about throwing and your 40 time. It's really about it's here and it's here. And that's hard to measure here at the combine, but you know, I'm finding out that a lot of these kids really have what it takes, and it's fun to be a part of this beginning for them, and kind of at the start of their journey. I'm anxious for 5 years down the road when I can look back, you know, and man, that Kaiser kid, he impressed me when I was there. Boy, it's no surprise that he's already been to two Pro Bowls. You know, it makes sense, and like the Prescott story.